Hug me till you drug me, honey. Kiss me till I'm in a coma. Hug me, honey, snuggly bunny. Love's as good as soma. The scent organ was playing a delightfully refreshing herbal capriccio, ribbling arpeggios of thyme and lavender, of rosemary, basil, myrtle, tarragon, a series of daring modulations through the spice keys into ambergris, and a slow return through sandalwood, camphor, cedar and new mown hay, with occasional subtle touches of discord, a whiff of kidney pudding, the faintest suspicion of pig's dung, back to the simple aromatics with which the piece began. The final blast of time died away. There was a round of applause, the lights went up. In the synthetic music machine, the soundtrack roll began to unwind. It was a trio for hyper-violin, supercello and oboe surrogate that now filled the air with its agreeable languor. 30 or 40 bars, and then, against this instrumental background, a much more than human voice began to warble, now throaty, now from the head, now hollow as a flute, now charged with yearning harmonics. It effortly passed from Gaspard Foster's low record on the very frontiers of musical tone to a trilled bat-note high above the highest C, to which, in 1770, at the Ducal Opera of Parma, and to the astonishment of Mozart, Lucrezia Ajugari alone, of all the singers in history, once piercingly gave utterance. Sunk in their pneumatic stalls, Lenina and the Savage sniffed and listened. It was now the turn also for eyes and skin. The house lights went down. Fiery letters stood out solid and as though self-supported in the darkness. 3 weeks in a helicopter, an all-super-singing, synthetic-talking, coloured, stereoscopic feely with synchronised scent-organ accompaniment. "Take hold of those metal knobs on the arms of your chair," whispered Lenina. "Otherwise you won't get any of the feely effects." The Savage did as he was told.